This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
Another big vote in Europe today on the issue of austerity. In recent elections in Greece and France, voters showed a lack of support for the deep spending cuts tied to bailout loans from the European Union. Now Ireland is holding a referendum on whether to ratify Europe's new fiscal discipline pact. Joining us from the streets of Cork on the southern tip of Ireland is Marketplace's Stephen Beard. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stacey.
Stephen, how much is at stake in today's vote?
Not as much as with next month's rerun of the Greek election. But what the Irish are voting on today is whether or not to accept the new fiscal discipline treaty. If they vote no today, that won't lead to default, certainly not in the short term. But it would be a vote against austerity and further undermine a key tactic for dealing with the debt crisis.
Do we have a sense of how the Irish are going to vote?
I think the majority are likely to back it. I've just been walking around Cork and it's absolutely bristling with posters and billboards saying things like vote yes for stability, yes for investment, yes to secure Ireland's future. But, you know, the Irish have a habit of voting no. They initially rejected two European Union treaties in previous referendums, and there's no doubt that the Irish are heartily sick of austerity.
So, Stephen, Ireland got its own bailout of about $100 billion. What happens if voters reject the fiscal discipline treaty?
Well, as I say, it won't endanger the bailout. It won't lead to an immediate default. In fact, the fiscal discipline treaty would go ahead without the Irish, but it could have wider repercussions. It would strengthen the hand of the new French president, who says Europe needs to put more emphasis on growth, and it would put more pressure on the Germans to soften their hard line on austerity. But it would be a further sign of rebellion and disarray in the Eurozone, not what the global economy needs right now.